No, you don't want the plum juice. Yeah. Really don't want the plum juice.
More plum juice.
I need to add more plum juice.
Mm. You do?
Because it tastes just like the same thing as from the can, the cucumber.
Oh, it doesn't. I don't get the herbal taste anymore. Mm. And this cucumber plum juice mixture, like, I don't taste the herbalness.
I do.
Drinks it anyway? Okay, Leo's starting some mixing.
Yes, the ramune. I feel like once it's diluted, like not as sweet, it's gonna be really good.
Yeah, oh, and diluting it with some of the cucumber mint water. I see. Give that a swirl. That's a lot of different fruit flavors you just put together. You basically made a fruit salad in a cup. Oh, that wasn't a good face.
So, very interesting.
Cucumber, mint, strawberry, coconut, lychee.
Yeah.
You know, we can also add lemon.
No, lemon is too much for this. I don't think I dislike it. I honestly just think it's sweet.
It's very mystery.
No, it doesn't really taste like a fruit. It just tastes like sweet water. Dilute sweet water.
All I taste is lychee.
Oh, really? Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, time for more.
Time for more cucumber mint. Basically, cucumber mint is to dilute everything down because it has no flavor of its own.
No, but there is that mint flavor.
Yeah.
The mint is very strong. The cucumber just, like, dies. Well, you don't really taste the cucumber.
Yeah, cucumber is a very light flavor. Fun fact, in a lot of watermelon flavors, people use cucumber extract or cucumber essence.
Really?
To get watermelon, yeah.
To get watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are your thoughts on blue raspberry as a flavor?
I think it's diluted a lot more.
Oh, you're not the blue raspberry, the drink that you were mixing.
Yeah.
You, like, read it. This is the lychee soda, white strawberry, cucumber mint round mm-hmm. two.
Yeah.
It just tastes like sparkling water with, like, a teensy bit of sugar.
Yeah. We successfully made it taste...
No, what you did was you just got rid of all the flavors.
Yeah, it like cancels everything.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's what you did. I really want to try making sparkling coffee, but I also know I put milk in there.
Shiver, you have to.
Okay, I will. Okay, this cup's pretty clean. What did you just mix, Leo? Leo is out here mixing, doing his whole thing, forgetting that everyone else is in this room.
Leo doesn't understand that this is an audio format. You need to tell us what you're doing, my friend.
No, I'm experimenting
it. Oh my god.
Uh-huh. Before I talk about it, because what if it's bad? I don't want
to. Well, then you're saving our listeners some time, so they don't have to try it at home.
Try this.
This in here?
Or, what do you think lemon and coffee?
Basically, this one. Yeah, I feel like I'm pretty sure my drink is just water. It acts as water. It just dilutes things.
That's what I'm saying. Your drink is just like the classic like mixer. Like, it just needs to, everything needs to be mixed with it. Kind of thing. Ugh. I mixed coffee with the Dinky Forest.
I don't like it. I don't think that's a good combination.
Yeah, but I didn't like it
coffee
either.
Coffee and coconut water.
No, because, like, it's not the coconut water. It's, like, sparkling coffee was a concept I wanted to try. But yeah, I don't think it's that good.
Yeah. I think it's also, like, the coffee is very diluted.
Leo's not taking any risks. Leo's just messing with his cucumber mint water and nothing else.
And let me tell you, it's very safe.
Oh, Amanda's out here with the oat milk.
Which one?
What is the mixture?
I don't know what I'm mixing.
Your favorite ramune?
The ramune would actually, I think, go pretty well with it. Because the oat milk is so plain, I think it would simmer down the sweet flavor.
Okay.
No, in Leo's concoction, you can really taste the mint. Actually. But yeah, it's kind of just like plain sparkling water.
Yeah.
Oat milk and ramune. There's a reason.
Okay, I'm gonna try it.
Do you know that there's this like sparkling milk?
Yes.
For in Japan or something.
Yeah,
I heard it's pretty good.
Is it starts with a C, right?
Yeah, something like that. I forgot.
Because my roommates used to get it a lot sophomore year. I've never tried it, but I heard it's good.
I hope you guys had fun hearing us exploring these drinks, and that's a wrap up of episode 2. Woo!
Wow. Wow, Shree.
Sorry, I was posting my funeral.
All right. See you guys next week. Yeet!
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
To the Gray Area on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Leah Minsky, aka DJ Sock Goblin. Thank you for joining me today on this slightly gray Friday, definitely cooler than it was last Friday. And in that spirit, I will be playing a sort of mellow, atmospheric, maybe Halloween spirit set today. There's going to be some Kruder Dorf. Oh my god, I can't speak. Kruder and Dorfmeister. Some Count Basic off of their remix hit album, which is probably one of my favorite albums of all time. And some Everything But the Girl. It's going to be fun. And I hope you can maybe get into that Halloween atmospheric spooky mood today from this, or just have a good listen. But anyways, I hope you enjoy and happy Friday. Thanks so much for listening.
Oh my baby, you were born to bear a heavy load.
That was Black Baby by Kruder and Dorfmeister off of the DJ Kicks album. And before that was I Miss You, Dobe Rub Part 1, The Sunshine Mix by Bjork and Dobe, which is probably one of my favorite Bjork remixes. Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Ave near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
Have you ever checked under the trapdoor your mom told you to stay away from? Maybe you should take a look. Friday at 5 till 7, punk, electronic, eggs, and more, only with DJ Sideways on WRCT.
Isn't it beautiful out here? We'll be right back. necessary buildup can be reversed. Outlaw the bomb.
That Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. You just heard Atomic Moog 2000, the Post-Nuclear Afterlife Lounge Mix by Cold Cut off of the album Let Us Play. And up next, you'll be hearing Corcovado by Everything But The Girl, the 2015 remix off of Walking Wounded, the deluxe edition.
Ao encontrar você, eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor. Thank you.
that was The Cure and the Cause by Fish Go Deep and Tracy K, the Dennis Ferrer 2006 remix. That was pretty much like their only hit song, but I'm glad they made it because I am a big fan. And up next is Modus Operandi by Fotech, which is kind of a little preview to my Anatomy of the Ear set, which is going to be a lot of atmospheric D&B from the 1995 to 1996 era. The Tembo Sound Show is a uniquely curated radio show mixed and presented live by the scholar practitioner Dr. Oscar Rodoli on WRCT Pittsburgh on Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. Thanks so much for tuning into The Gray Area here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Again, my name is Leia Minsky, aka DJ Sock Goblin, and I hope you have a wonderful Friday.
Aggregate Sound with DJ Next Page, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Smoke coming from your lips. Lips like you're the faith that.